Hello, everybody. Can you hear me okay out there? One of my favorite venues in the world right here. Hello, Newburyport. All right. So these guys behind me, I first met Sal Baglio. Right in the heart of the pandemic, this guy calls me and says, I want to come on your little show. We do music. He comes in, and the only thing that was better than the music was how great he was to the staff. It's always great when these people are sweet, you know, it makes them more likable. And he's just so great to all of us. And then he calls me a couple years later, a year later, he says, I got this trio, Drew, that you gotta hear, you're gonna love it, we're gonna have some fun. That's when I got to meet John and Alan, which was, these guys came in and rocked the house. And the thing you'll realize when you see this trio perform is that how much joy they play with. I tell these guys off the backstage, all that stuff, that the best thing that I got on social media, all that stuff, was people texted me saying, Instagram, those guys were unbelievable. They have so much fun together. And John, you hit it the other day when you said, you know what it's about? It's about friendship up here on stage. And you'll see that with these three tonight. They play with joy, they're friends, and you're going to love them. But you're back there next to you guys. Enjoy the night. I'm going to go sit up and watch you guys have fun, all right?
Why can't we be friends? I haven't seen you for a long, long time. I remember you when you drank my wine. Why can't we be friends? 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 I see you working for the CIA.
What's that?
They wouldn't have you in the mafia. Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome to the show, everyone. I figured what we would do is tell some stories and maybe play a little music. Maybe I'll tell a joke, because I'm a very funny guy. The same cannot be said for Alan.
Why can't we be friends?
So, sit back, get comfortable. It's supposed to be spring, but I was freezing this afternoon.
La, 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 la. La 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 la, let's sing it. Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome.
Right. I'm gonna keep up with a song that's off of a record I made called Music for Abandoned Amusement Parks. And Alan and John twisted my arm and said, we gotta do this song together. Candy Apple Girl. At the city fair on Saturday night, now Candy Apple Girl. I saw her dancing there with her hair up high. Candy Apple Girl. I moved on over in a general direction. I thought I'd have a world. Ah, Candy Apple Girl. Hey. She caught me looking at the corner of her eye now. Candy Apple Girl. Said, I got a few tickets, wanna go for a ride now, Candy Apple Girl. Took a hold of her hand at the old time dance with a promenade and twirl. Oh, Candy Apple Girl.
took me on a roller coaster. Candy Apple Girl. And it's good not to be a big boaster. Candy Apple Girl. She's the sweetest sugar on a cherry plum pie with an ice cream peppermint swirl. Candy Apple Girl. My buddy on guitar, Sal Bagley, over there. He and I were talking backstage, and we just figured out we have too many shared memories. You have, listen, back in the day, we used to be rock stars, right? And we'd walk around. I'd say, hey, Sal. He just ignored me.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd walk around like this.
Yeah.
Because I'm a rock star. That's how we walk around.
Then they finally came down to my level.
So we're going to write a song called, Hey, Do You Know Who I Thought I Used to Be?
So it wouldn't be a show for me if I didn't do a little bit of a little blues during the show. My buddy Kev Moe and I were working on this song. I'd like to do it for you right now. Said you were hurting, you almost lost your mind. There was a man you loved, he hurt you all the time. When things go wrong, go wrong with you, it hurts me too. This is very hard for me to admit. I've lived here, I've lived in New England now a number of years, moving here from California, and I'm still cold. So I'm looking forward to summer. I got a cool bike last year. I can't wait to ride my bike this year. Even though I'm not 32 anymore. I'm 35.
Waste?
Well, it's so funny. I had a birthday. I'm 35.
Used to walk around like this.
Yeah. Alan, you got to... Oh, well, what should we do?
So, after you get your bike, you're going to join the Hells Angels?
No, no, it's a bicycle.
Oh, bicycle. John, you'll look good on a bicycle.
Yeah. Okay.
Your turn, right. Sal.
So this song, later on I'll tell you about my solo show that I do. And this song is kind of the heart of the show. John and Alan threatened me to put it on our record. They made me do it. John held a knife to my neck.
Oh, no, don't say
it. Alan took my wallet. I was saving it for...
I gave your wallet back. There was nothing in it.
I know. And I was going to use it for my next record. Anyway, it's on our record that we made, and it's a kind of a different version that we did together. But the idea about this song is, people always say you can't go home again, right? You can't go back. But this song plays with that fantasy that the clock started to turn backwards. And I woke up one day. My friends were there, and they looked the way they did before. And I want to share it with you. And I hope it takes you back as well. Okay? And because I believe we can go back, right? We go back with our memory and with our heart. So this is called Home Again. When the clock strikes backwards in your spinning round, and you wake up back in your hometown, everybody that was gone will be back around. When we go home again, I will see Aunt Mary and my brother too. The radio in the kitchen sounds just like new, and the good guys are playing all the hits for you. When we go home again, and we'll see all our friends,
all of our friends are
the way they look back then,
the way they look back.
It will only be that way for a day when we go home again. Yeah, my dad will be there, and his hair will be thick. He'll show me some chords, how to pull the pick. And he won't get older, and he won't get sick when we go home again. Yeah, come on.
Taking photographs.
Mom's made supper now. Hurry fast,
cause we are home again. When the clock strikes backwards and you're spinning round, and you wake up back in your hometown, everybody that was gone will be back around when we go home again.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Did you go home? All right.
Yeah, I forgot to turn the light off, though. Can I go back?
Make fun of my song.
I'll
beat that.
Thank goodness I'm a distance from you. You can still throw something at me if you want. I love that song, and you know I was always a big advocate for that. Had to be on the record.
Yep.
So proud of that one.
We're supporting a record right now called Gypsy Caravan. And making it was a thrill for me. We worked in a studio near my house, so that's always great. And I convinced Sal to drive up from Never Never Land, and the three of us put our heads together and came out with a bunch of really nice songs. We'd like to do one of them now by Sal. It's called Long Player.
Oh yeah, okay.
Tight time.
tonight, and you know that I am a long player. That's what I am, long player. Thank you, ma'am.
Exactly what he said, ladies and gentlemen. That's exactly what he said.
He's a man of few words.
Yeah, so this song is the title track from the record. It's called Gypsy Caravan. It was written by Alan.
It was originally called Read My Lips. We are riding on a gypsy caravan. I got a dream to share with you. And right now is the right time, 'cause it's gonna take a lifetime to come true. I know what we need is a good old man-to-man, with all of us here riding on the gypsy caravan. So throw me the keys, we'll go in for a drive. Tell our sisters and our brothers to be waiting for us on the other side. We'll sing and we'll dance to our favorite band, while we're all out here riding on a gypsy caravan. On a gypsy caravan, we are riding on a gypsy caravan. Home on high, where we'll all be together by and by. And here we are, gazing at the stars beneath the hemisphere, wondering why we're here. But there
but I believe he has a plan for all of us here waiting on a gypsy caravan. Yeah, and we're all out here waiting on a gypsy caravan. On a gypsy caravan, we are riding on a gypsy
100 miles to go, and I watch them slip away into the sea, the deep blue sea. I'm still running, I'm still running, running down the road, down the road, down the road.
Still running,
I'm still running,
still running.
And you know I always will.
Okay tonight? John and I live in Gloucester, and it's our 400th anniversary. Us. Happy anniversary, John. Gloucester was established in 1623. Let me do the math. 2023. Yeah, 400 years. Anyways, so they're planning all sorts of stuff happening.
Just born.
This year, and we hope some of you folks will come and spend some time in Gloucester, especially in the summertime. It's a great place to be. I write a lot of songs about Gloucester, and in the audience tonight is my buddy Frank Tedesco, and him and I wrote this song together.
Is Frank here?
Yes!
He owes me $10.
And that sounded like Frank.
Should have went for 20.
Gloucester! Yes. But anyways, for you folks that know Gloucester, you'll remember there was a guy that named Howard Blackburn from Gloucester, and he was a man with 9 lives, and also another Gloucesterman, a guy named Joseph Garland, wrote a book about him called The Lone Voyager, and if you're looking for a good read, I promise you, you won't be able to put it down. That was the inspiration behind this next song that we're going to do for you. And it's called Not With Your Hands. You roll with your heart, not with your hands. I was lost for days at sea, in a winter storm in Patrol of Maine in 1883. With frostbitten hands, I rode for land 60 miles away. Poor Tom, before he froze to death, had nothing good to say. He said, "How were
hands. You roll with your heart, not with your hands. Yeah, you roll with your heart, not with your hands. Hey!
Woo! Here it comes.
Well, I lost all my fingers, the cap of both my thumbs. I'm a relic of Europe in a tiny sloop alone. They laughed until I did it twice and broke their scarf a tone. They said, power, you shouldn't sail anymore. There ain't no power in your hands like before. But I said one thing, this time I'll understand. Say it with your heart, not with your hands. Hey! Woo! Search of fame and gold. I failed and they all said I was too reckless, rash, and bold. But I was just a salty Gloucesterman who would not turn up dead, who heard refrains of victory instead of what they said. They said, power, you shouldn't dream anymore. There ain't no power in a man who's not whole. But I said one thing, this survivor understands.
Write a tune like that.
What's that actor?
Oh, don't even.
We keep Alan because A, he's an incredible songwriter, and he's fucking good looking.
It's a good thing you're so far away from me, Sal.
I want to introduce. You don't. Funny.
Actually, this is a funny song.
Well, what do you mean?
But it's a warm funny song. John Butcher. Can you imagine if this was a channel in 1983?
This is the part of the show where it's true confessions. Now, somewhere in the audience is my wife, and she said, please don't do this song.
And he's gonna do it.
No, wait a minute. I said, Lorinda, maybe I won't do it. Maybe I shouldn't do it. And she said, you shouldn't do it. And then Alan said, I should.
Do it!
So this song is called...
Because I'm walking home.
This song is called Grow Old With Me. Most of you are too young to understand what that means. But even though you're all too young to understand, I'm going to sing it anyway. Grow old with me. We'll be the snappiest elderly Walgreens shoppers that you'll ever see. Grow old with me. Paradise. My feet touching your feet, cold as ice. Time's a waste and baby, roll the dice. And grow old with me. We'll say anything we want to say. Tell the relatives to go away. Every Friday there's a 2-for-1. Pizza and bingo for everyone. We're having fun. Grow old with me. It's as easy as ABC. Just not as simple as it used to be. Grow old with me. Ladies and gentlemen, Alan Estes. I was shamed out of it. They shamed me out of my mustache.
Now I get it.
I would like to introduce you to...
Going back with me.
Let's do a version. And Sal, too, for that matter.
The only clean-shaven one amongst us.
Alan, please.
I guess that's letting too much.
I want to introduce you to one of my best friends in the whole world, Mr. Sal Bagley. Well, that's what you get. I mean, see, I did too many. I'm sure that's what happened.
Hey, keep playing. Let's give Alan one, and then and then
you got one?
I have nothing prepared.
Oh, right.
Alan!
I don't know. There you go. Carnival men.
Uh-oh.
All right.
No, we can do that.
Can we do it?
It's up to Alan. I can do it.
Alan, this is a great song from a great record that... Actually, John produced this record for Alan, Carnival Man. It was just a fine record. It just happened to come out during the pandemic, which meant everything gets tossed away and forgotten about. But please check out Alan's record, Carnival Man. Every song is great. The production is great.
And we brought a few with us tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sal. Thank you. Yeah, we had fun making this record, and and kind of in an odd little way, it might have had something to do with culminating the three of us to get together and do Gypsy Caravan as well. Here's the title cut from the record, Carnival Man, called Carnival Man. Sun growing weaker, nights growing colder, been thinking about someone I know, might give her a call. We could have a few laughs, cook a few dinners, she and me and old man Winter used to get along pretty damn well, if I can recall. Songs I need to write, and there's some love I need to share with those who've done me right, and there's some hands I need to hold, and there's some friends I long to see, and I'm running out of some days as time runs out. See you September, hello October, been staring at a harvest moon and craving a beer. But I know darn well where it'll lead me down that road. It'll never be easy, my brand new year's resolution comes early this year.
Right. And there's
some hands I need to hold, and there's some friends I long to see. And I'm running out of Sundays as time runs out on me. Last day of summer, first day of sober. Oh, what a ride on that old roller coaster. A carnival man, slow it down. I wanna get on.
You gotta eat a lot of fried dough to write a song like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Sal back with you.
All right. So, this is the part of the show. We each get a section of the show by ourselves.
Wait, so. You have to pee, John?
No.
You wanna sit right here? I don't have to. Want to switch chairs?
No!
I'm throwing it out there.
What are we doing? Am I doing my thing?
Yes, but...
You know, this is... We always blame it on Alan. It's because we love him. We love Alan.
And just these
things, but give him some love. This whole thing planned.
Okay, I'll leave.
We each of us are gonna play a couple of our own tunes for you, and then we're gonna play together.
I hope I can make it back
at the end of the night. But apparently somebody did some drugs before we came on stage. No, not what you think. It's like lisinopril. We don't pass around anything stronger than metformin. I saw a guy shooting some Trulicity. So, I have you all to myself. I love John Butcher and Alan Estes, but I love having you to myself. And then John's going to come on and do a couple alone, and Alan as well. So I have a solo show that I go out and I do, and when I come on stage, I say, good evening, everybody. Perhaps we've met before. If we have, it might have been in a Stomper show. And then when no one claps like that, I say, well, instead, my name is Sal Baglio, and I'm a sexagenarian. And I'm actually a mid-sexagenarian, which means if you are, or you know someone who might be, we remember air raid drills. In case of an atomic bomb, just go under your desk. Okay? We were sent home from school in November of 63, and we remember that day. And then, on a Sunday night in February of 64, we were all around black and white TV, and we saw the Ed Sullivan Show, and the world was never going to be the same again. Were you there? Anyone? And so, my solo show then starts out with Home Again, which we already did, and we go through what it was like to grow up in that time. The song's about growing up. I grew up... When I was growing up, I thought the entire world was Italian. I grew up in East Boston. In the late 50s, early 60s, literally everybody had a vowel at the end of their name. And even my friend Charlie Garcia, I thought he was Italian. I did. But it was so great to then, when I grew up and went on the road, and I met people of all different ethnic backgrounds and colors and shapes and sizes, and it was a beautiful thing. And that's where I learned how to love everybody. You know. I hope you come see my solo show sometime. I really want you to come. It's songs and stories, and maybe I'll come here and do it. But one of the stories of the songs I'm going to sing now happens in 1971. Now, 1971 was kind of the end of the hippies and the beginning of something else, but we didn't quite know what. So people had long, long hair. People still smelled of patchouli, you know, and we drank a lot of Ripple and Boone's Farm apple wine. Where are the strawberry girls now that it's summertime? Down at the city yards with a bottle of Ripple wine. Oh, their jeans were blue and had holes in them. And I am afraid that their plans have been torn and frayed, but so glad that they were laid. How about the boys in the band loading drums and guitars up into Jimmy's van with their heads all full of stars? Oh, their dreams were loud and had gold in them. And I am afraid that the spotlights and stars have now turned to cover bars. When all my memories turn into wonder why cannot be, I'll always remember those sweet strawberry girls. That same summer of 71, I saw The Who at the Music Hall. And on our way to see them, Rod Stewart and the Faces were playing on the Common. That's what it was like back then. Sunset Series on the Common. It was also the summer that a friend of mine gave me a tiny little, tiny little, tiny little orange tab. And he said to me, just take a quarter of that, Sal. I put that baby all the way in my mouth. Next thing I remember, I was dancing with the Hare Krishnas at Park Street Station. I was 14 years old. Where are the strawberry girls now that it's summertime? They have all gone away to poetry and rhyme. Like their jeans were blue and had holes in them. And I am afraid that all their plans have been torn and frayed, but so glad that they were laid. When all our memories turn into wonder why cannot be, I'll always remember those sweet strawberry girls. Yes, I will forever remember those sweet strawberry girls. Forever remember those sweet strawberry girls.
story.
Thank you. And so the whole show goes through a lot of that stuff. I get a little bit more detailed. But it ends with, so do we have any sexagenarians?
No. Yeah.
Ones that will at least admit it?
Yeah.
What are y'all, older or younger? Younger people don't come see him. So everybody's got to be around my age. Anyway, so the show ends with a song called Dinosaur. I am a dinosaur. I am a dinosaur, walking through the mall, looking for a record store. Okay. A relic from a different day. I am a dinosaur, a rocket ride outside the 5 and 10 cent store. Oh yeah. An artifact from another day. And I remember when all the world was singing, yeah, yeah, yeah. I am a refugee, seeking asylum from a galaxy far away. A wreckage from another planet. I remember when all the world was swinging. A vanishing act that you won't see anymore. All right. Thank you very much. Good night. To introduce you to Mr. John Butcher.
So, what are we doing? I've been really lucky. I've had a heck of a career. I can't believe it's still going on. I started in a completely different space and time. I didn't realize. I thought that by now I'd be on an island in Tahiti. That didn't work out the way I'd planned. Instead, I ended up in the most beautiful spot in the world, in Gloucester. This is how the world will end. Mountains crash into the sea. There's nowhere else I'd rather be than with you, yeah. About a billion years from now, the sun cools and fades away. I don't want to see that day without you. I just let it roll over me. Let it roll over me. And if I lose myself, show me the way to live without you. Shifting on its axis, people where they don't belong. Don't want to hear that song without you. I just let it roll over me. Let it roll over me. And if I lose myself, show me the way to live without you. Thank you very much. I'd like to bring out Alan Estes on this next song. Alan, where are you? Alan? Ladies and gentlemen, give Alan Estes a hand.
Sharon Anderson. We had a band called Trinity Lane. We were a vocal trio, and we put out a few singles and, you know, did the whole thing, and they came and picked us up in limos and all that, and then dropped us like a hot potato. But we got some good songs out of it, and this is one called Long Gone. There's work to be done. Open my eyes to the blazing sun. Sure don't see any sign of rain. Yonder come a rumble of the morning train. I stand watching from the kitchen door. She didn't look back, she just got on board. I listen to the whistle whine till it's long, long, long gone. Carry my baby on down the line, singing so long, so long. Oh. I first saw her at the she looked right through me like there's no one there. I could see the miles on her gypsy face. I knew she could use her resting place. So we got married by the preacher in town. But a ring on her finger couldn't hold her down. I listened to the whistle whine till it's long gone. Carrying my baby on down the line, singing so long, so long. Strong hands, it's all he needs. The harder you work, the less you have to think. Get you too much work, boy, you're bound to sink. That old heart of mine was getting in the way. So it went out on the train that day. I listened to the whistle whine till it's long gone, long gone. Carrying my baby on down the line, singing so long, so long. Yeah. work to be done. Open my eyes to the blazing sun. Sure don't see inside the rain. Yonder come a rumble of the morning train.
Myself in the morning if I have to love myself tonight, I can tell you that. Clear the cobwebs, sweep the dust. Tonight we're feeling marvelous. Hey, tell me, boys, who has more fun than us? Call us fast, furious. Just don't take us serious. And tell me, boys, who has more fun than us? Well, hurry, Mama, don't be late. Brother John can hardly wait to kick these blues under the bus. Who has more fun than us?
Give him a hand, please.
go out front and say hello to everybody, so please stop by and say hi to us. I always thought this was a way to end the show, so we end our shows this way.
Think of your fellow man, give him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. I know it's getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart. In the world will be a better place. In the world,
in the world
will be a better place
for you
and me. We'll just wait and see. Put a little love in your heart.
Times are strange. I don't even want to put on the TV half the time. One thing I know for sure, what we make in here together is real. It's something you can take home with you this week.
Think of your fellow man, give him a helping hand.
You can sing.
I know it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Go ahead. Can you feel it? Put a little love in your heart. Can you feel it? Put a little love in your heart. Can you feel it?
Justin out there doing the house sound tonight. Thank you. He's such a great host. John Moynihan for having us here. And Drew Mulholland for bringing us up. I think we have one birthday that I have to... there's a guy out there impersonating me. He's a handsome motherfucker. Brad, happy birthday to you, buddy. And thank you for everything. I wish you only the best. I should be as good looking as you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
my brothers, John Butcher and Alan Estes.
Thank you.